The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Perek Elu Metzias has been graciously sponsored by Rav Heshi and Sharon Kalus of Mike's Dinettes in Brooklyn, New York, Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav Shmuel Mordechai ben Rav Shraga Ola B'Shalom, Le'ilui Nishmas Hen Shabbas Rabbi Yisrael Tzvi Olea HaShalom, and Le'ilui Nishmas Rav Yitzchak Yisrael ben Rav Rafal Noach Yosef Ola B'Shalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas.
The Gemara discusses all the various halachas that got to be a person who finds svarim. A person who finds svarim, what the halachas, how he has to be shomer those svarim, how he has to have the proper shmira on those svarim that they shouldn't get ruined while he's in charge, while he's the shomer aveda of these svarim. Agav, the place can say that if a person finds a sefer on a bus, hagam that we explained once, that when a person finds a sefer on a bus, when a person finds an item on a bus, so then it depends if it's a makim of goyim or if it's a makim of Jews. If it's a makim of roiv goyim, then he doesn't have to return the sefer. The item. Because since it's an item that's amongst roiv goyim, then he can assume that the person will be miyayish, that he knows he lost it by the goyim, and the goyim hold by the klal of finders keepers, losers weepers. And therefore he doesn't assume that he's ever going to get it back. But the price can all speak out that my svarim is different. If a person loses a sefer, so then he's not miyayish. Because he knows that the guy is not going to take his sefer. Why would a guy want his sefer? The second the guy opens it up and he sees, look, it's Greek, so he's going to go put it right back down. So therefore, people are not miyayish on svarim. It's a very common thing that a person, if he'd find a sefer, he has to put up signs, even if he'd find it in a place where there's guy on a guy shabbos, etc. Now, the Gemara goes on over here. The Gemara says something interesting. That's the Gemara that, the Gemara discusses the various ways of how a person's supposed to learn a sefer. The Gemara says, it depends. Could two people be learning at once? Could three people be learning at once? Is that considered a problem when the people, maybe they're going to come to rip it, so the Gemara comes out, and if two people are learning it, and they're learning two different topics, so then it would be mutter, because they're not going to pull it from each other. Mashiach, if they're learning the same topic, so then it would be usher, because they might wind up ripping the sefer. Now, you see over here in the Gemara, an interesting thing. You see that the Gemara is concerned that the person might come to rip the sefer, and therefore they make rules for such a shomer aveda, how he's supposed to be misnayig with aveda. He can't have two people reading it unless they're reading the same Indian. The way the Gemara comes out, it's actually a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam, what the Gemara is, two ways, one way, fine. But al kapanim, you still hear that this is all legabe a shomer aveda. That there's laws on how to make sure you don't rip a sefer. Now, the mitzvah I saw, the place can bring down, it brings up the topic of the Indian general of covet svarim. The place can bring down that what happens if a person is drinking a coffee and he's drinking it over by near sefer. A lot of place can say that that we find in halacha in our chayim that a person is not allowed to drink over food because it could be a bedayin for the food that the drink might spill onto the food. That a person shouldn't drink over a sefer. Now, it doesn't mean, you can have a drink over here and the sefer on the stender and you can drink like I mentioned. It wouldn't be a problem of a covet for the sefer. Masha'in came, when it comes to drink, and he's drinking mamish straight over the sefer, then it's common that it should spill. You see that even though the halachas that we're discussing in the Gemara over here are legabe and aveda, that the Gemara is telling us how to be misnayig with aveda so that it doesn't get ruined over the course of time if you can't find the owner, etc., that those halachas are when it's, a far-off chash. A far-off chash is something might rip. Masha, we're not going to tell a person, two people, as covet of svarim in general, cannot read out of a sefer. Two people can't read out of sefer. I'm not going to say that. Only over there, we have to be careful with somebody else's money. We tell the person, two people at the same time, is dependent on certain rules, when he's allowed to yes and when not. But you see that there is an Indian, that with your own sefer, there's a new halacha of covet svarim. A person has to be misnayig with svarim they covet. L'mashal, we find in Hilchas Sefer Taira that this halacha, when a Sefer Taira comes into a room, a person has to stand up for the Sefer Taira. That we know that's a covet for the Sefer Taira. You have to stand up for the Sefer Taira. The Gemara in a few places, Gemara in Kiddushin, the Gemara Makkos discusses, do we learn out standing for a Talmud Chachem from Sefer Taira? One Gemara learns, no. We learn out from the fact that you have to stand for Talmud Chachem. So then, you have to stand up for the Sefer Taira. A person has to have a gewaltige covet for Svarim in general. The halacha is like a Sefer Taira. Whatever a person wouldn't do in front of his Rebbe, what he's not allowed to do in front of a Rebbe, he's not allowed to spit in front of his Rebbe, he's not allowed to walk around and not clothes in front of his Rebbe, he's also in front of a Sefer Taira. He's not in front of a Sefer Taira. He has to make sure that the Sefer Taira has a tremendous covet for him. The shayla is, what about in general in Svarim? What amount of Svarim? Mashal, there was a Chubas HaRashba. The Taka says that you have to stand up for a sefer. Chumash walked into the room, you have to stand up for a sefer. The Maisa, the Shach says, the Minig is not like this in Kachataka the Minig. We don't stand up as far. But which halachas, Taka apply, which halachas are applicable, we gotta be the covenant of Sfarim. Marshall, that everybody knows, that everyone realizes, that a person, you can't take a sefer, once a very, very strange person, he took a sefer, and he's tapping somebody on the shoulder with a sefer. Right? Well, he doesn't do it right now, but he was tapping someone on the shoulder with a sefer. That's a vada. A sefer is not to be used to tap people on shoulders with. It's not a sefer. You have to have a cover to the sefer. If it's a tzad in the Rashbi, you have to stand up for a sefer. Certainly it's also gomer to use it as a yad, you know, as a hand. Lamashal. You can't, a sefer is not a sun visor. Sometimes, you know, you see a person who's got a sefer and it's like this, right? We'll see in a minute if what's the halacha if he's doing that because he wouldn't be able to learn otherwise. That we'll see. It might be different. Tzayrich limud might be different. But a sefer is not a sun visor. It might come as a shock, but it's not a sun visor. So how do you hold the sefer? I saw one sefer bring down. Sometimes you're like fixing your yarmulke or something and you put the sefer between your legs. That's absolutely forbidden. You can't do that, not with your tefillin and not with a sefer. There's certain halachas of how you hold the sefer. There's specific rules. How a sefer has to be held. I once asked God Rav Yashin, are you allowed to play with Rebbe cards on the floor? You know, the kids, they all play with the Rebbe cards on the floor. But Rashi Taka said that's mutter. That's Rebbe, it's not a bazillion, that's a derech. And as you have to understand, all these things are totally in what's the derech, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. So being that card, it's only, also the derech card's just a picture and his statistics, you know, he finished Shas when he was 9, and right, he could fly, and whatever, right, and he did Chesed Mason 37 times on a Tuesday. Okay? So then, that already, that's probably not so, so bizarre mistake. And Mameli said that the Rebbe cards, you're not allowed to play with on the floor. Now, there's even a law brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Yardei and Simir Shpei Beis. How a person hands a sefer and accepts a sefer. When somebody hands you a sefer, you hand it with your right hand and you accept it with your right hand. So the person says, if you're a lefty, right, so to take a sefer with the left hand and you accept the sefer with the left hand. That's this halachas, how the covet a person has to have. Oh, it's unbelievable. There's a whole entire perek in Shabbos. The parak called Kisvei discusses what happens if there's a fire on Shabbos. And basically, one of the Ikra Teirim, it seems to be that if a person could get out and there's no Pikuch Nefesh, nowadays you have to worry, maybe there will be Pikuch Nefesh, but if there would be no Pikuch Nefesh, it really basically comes out that a person has to watch all of his belongings burn. It's much an entire parak in Hilchos Shabbos about this. The one major, major hector, which the Paiskin nowadays use also, is to get a guy, is if there's Svarim in the house. To prevent fire from burning Svarim, he would be allowed on Shabbos to tell a guy to put out the fire, and he'd be allowed to say it, even though in the halachas over there, in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph, there's all different ways of how you have to say to put out a fire, if there is a fire, etc. But when it comes to a sefer, if you know Chas V'Shalom, a sefer is burning, and nowadays all the houses have mezuzahs, so right away, he knows right away, well, all the houses hopefully have svarim too, but right away, no matter what, he knows that if his house has mezuzahs in it, he wouldn't even be able to carry out the mezuzah, because the mezuzah is on the wall, and the mezuzah get burnt, he wouldn't be allowed to take off the mezuzah, that would be an issur seifer on Shabbos. Because again, a major heter is you'd be allowed to tell a goy on Shabbos to put out the fire because the fire is going to burn the mezuzah. Oh. Now, let's get to the ikra lochas in kavod asvarim. Number one, the place can say, obviously, he can't throw a sefer. That goes without saying. Gabe, putting a sefer on the floor, the place can say, you're not allowed to put a sefer on the floor, that we all know. The shaila is that we'll see that Hashem, how high a sefer could be off a floor, much as negay in farm stores. Right? They don't have rooms, are they? They have to just put down a piece of cardboard and put the svarim on top of it. There is a machlekes in this gada. In the Yodeya, in Reish Pei Beis, it's a machlekes, whether or not there has to be a tefach from the floor, or whether or not it just has to be a kolshu, something blocking. A person can be maker. That's why you see a lot of times in the svarim stores, you'll see that there'll be a piece of cardboard, or a piece of, even a bag, or something, a piece of paper, a lot of times, and they'll stack the svarim because of lack of room. And that besen is maker din mutter. We'll see, sitting next to a sefer, we'll see in a moment, that might have different halachas. Oh, now, l'maitza, what about leaning on a sefer? Right? It's an unbelievable thing. How much you could learn from a picture, right? L'maitza, the halacha is like this. The halacha is we'll go kaseder. The halacha is if you lean on a sefer, is that mutter? Right? I'm this right now. I didn't even realize I'm doing it right. Leaning on a sefer, is that mutter? Right? So l'maitza, there's a story with the sefer. Right? L'maitza, the sefer was that the sefer put I think he saw a Sefer Chazanish, and the Sefer Chazanish was on top of a Gemara. So the Sifler took the Sefer Chazanish off of the Gemara and put it under the Gemara. That was the Chazanish was there in the room. Right? So the Chazanish told him that there in Klai Yisrael there are people in Klai Yisrael are makbid on things that they should not be makbid on, right? And they're not makbid on things that they should be makbid on. What does it mean? He said, The thing people are makbid on things that they shouldn't be makbid on. He said once something is together toira shadal peh, then it makes no difference. In other words, there's no difference putting anything that's in Teresh Bal Peh, a Mishnah, a Gemara, Achrayim, they're all in the same level of Kedusha. You could put a Gemara on top of a Sefer Rishmul Razovsky, you know, and you could put the Rishmul, the Chazanish, you could put on top of the Gemara, because since it's all Teresh Bal Peh, so it's all the same level. Even a Mishnah goes on a Gemara, Gemara on a Mishnah, because it's all together of Teresh Bal Peh. What are you not allowed to do? That we'll see soon. Is that Teresh Bal Peh cannot be on top of Teresh Bechtav. That means the Gemara cannot be on a Chumash. We'll see within Chumash, we'll see the different levels. But Teresh Bal Peh, so he said that, people are, but there's no problem, in other words, in putting a Chazayin Ish on top of a Gemara. So what is it, the disciple asked him, what is it that people are not makbid on, that they should be makbid on? Chazon Ish asked him that people, when they learn, right, well, they lean against Sfarim, you know, they put their elbows on Sfarim, they lie on the Sefer, etc. They'll do things that they're not allowed to do. You're using your Sefer as a shtender, you're not allowed to put the muscle. That we all understand, that if you have a Sefer on your lap, right, and you're leaning on your lap like this, right, that's pashit, that's us. That nobody would argue on, because then you're losing the Sefer as a holder. That's a Sefer. A Sefer is a double Kedusha. A Sefer is something you kiss. A Sefer is a double Kaddish. You have to have covered in the Sefer. Where's the Ashaiva? Because Anish said that even when he's learning, he can't do what we'll call, I guess, we'll call it a Derech Limud. You know, this Derech, when people learn, they put their hands like this. The problem is, a picture, you can have, what is it, a thousand halachas, right? There's a picture of Rav Meisha. In this picture, you can learn 1,000 halachas in this picture. There's one picture, famous Rav Meisha was in Sefer Torah. Rav Meisha himself was in Sefer Torah. So Rav Meisha, if you have a picture of Rav Meisha doing something, we know it was Mutter, right? At least Rav Meisha, we know held it was Mutter. There's a picture of Rav Meisha, where on one side, obviously any picture of Meisha has a Gemara open in front of him. One part of the picture, his hand is on the left side of the page, so his arm is leaning against the Gemara, it's on the Gemara Mamash. That's, by states, it's not a problem of leaning on a Gemara when you're learning, right? And on the other side of the page, he had a piece of paper and a pen, and he was writing on the paper on top of the Gemara, right? So you see two halachas here. Number one, you see that Rav Meisha held that when you're learning in the Derech of Limud, if that's the normal way to learn, we don't look at this as a bizayin. What's the whole list? The whole list is the bizayin for the Sefer, right? You know, leaning against the Sefer, throwing the Sefer across the Shalmer, using it as a sun visor, etc., poking someone with the Sefer, that's all bizayin. Or even leaning against the Sefer when it's on your lap. But while you're learning, if that's the Derech of how people learn, nobody looks at this as a bizayin. It's the Derech to be there. So if you have one arm leaning on the Sefer, the Chazanich would hold the Tzatzah. But the Maisa of Rav Meisha, Kach is Mavur in the picture, that the Maisa of Rav Meisha held, it was Mutter. On the other hand, we also know that it was Yadua, I think it was Yadua B'Shem Rav Aaron. Rav Aaron used to tell Bachurim not to write on a paper on top of the Gemara. You know, they're writing their notes and they're writing on the Gemara, right? The Maisa, you see in the picture, you see the same thing. You see in the picture of Moshe has a paper and he's on top of the Gemara and he's writing in the Gemara. And again, it's the same idea. Anything that's done in a Derech of Limud, so that's not a Bizayin. That's the Derech of how a person learns. I once asked Rav Scheinberg, he took this one step further. This is already even a much, much bigger Chiddush. Rav Scheinberg told me even a bigger Chiddush. He said that if it's the Derech of a person to put a pen there, right, while he's learning, you know, you put a pen there in the middle, that's even a bigger chiddush. That's already, it's not mamish. While he's learning, he can put the pen in his pocket, etc. But that's the derech of limud. It's not something people look at as a bizayin, right? Putting, now, the maisa, you have to know, the mashal, that goes without saying, your sefer is not a storage place. You know, sometimes the person gets an invitation, he puts it in the sefer. That's a vada asa. Your sefer is not a storage place. The Ben Ish Chaya, the whole tshuva about these people, interesting, I don't know, some interesting minute, they used to take their beard hairs, and they used to store it inside their gemaras, right? He says over there, only a person who never ever touched his beard in his life, and never cut his beard, and never touched his beard, so then you don't want to mess up the tzinoiris, I don't know what tzinoiris are, I'm sure, you don't want to mess these things up, and mela, you're allowed to put them inside your sefer, right? But again, the same idea, that the sefer, in the mitzvah, a regular person, that's on a gay, and therefore, pashas is that a sefer, you can't put your beard hairs in there, besides, it's an issue, but you can't put beard hairs in there, and you can't put in there, you know, some people's dumps for shameless, right? He has a mamar kaivis sheet, or something that, you know, he had a few months ago, and he just never got around to getting rid of it, or putting it in shameless, etc. And he puts it in the sefer. Sefer is not a shameless sheet. It's not a shameless holder. If you find a piece of a sitter, so you gotta put it in shameless. If it fits to that page, you can use it in the page, it's not an issue. Right? Have to be careful, it could be on Hilchot Shabbos, it might be an issue. Copy the reading. Valkapanim, when it comes to a sefer, your sefer is not a storage makam. What about if you have notes that are notes for the actual learning, that's about, again, that'll be the same answer. Tzarech limud, that would be mutter taka, right? If you have notes that you need to write, the mashal, are you allowed to write on the Gemara itself? That goes without saying, about it, you're allowed to write on the Gemara itself. That's going to help you learn, that's the tzarech of the limud. You're also allowed to have notes in there. What about having a piece of paper in there for a later usage? That already we'll see that's not pashut. No, it's a blank piece of paper. You're allowed to keep blank papers inside the Gemara. So I saw some, well, a few songs, but I have to explain. There's a previous Nakuda that we have to explain first. Are you allowed to use a sefer to hold up another sefer? Now let's take this heter again. What are we talking now? We have a heter of tzarech limud. Tzarech limud, we saw, you're allowed to do certain things. You're allowed to lean while you're learning, right? You're allowed it could be even some places say, let's say he's using the sun to block him with a sefer, he's using the sefer to block him while he's learning so he could see, right? That could be okay, right? That might be mutter taka. Something that they say from the Chazanish. The Chazanish said that a person can't learn in front of an erva. If an erva is, she's not dressed properly, he wants to say the words. If you think in learning, that we know we're allowed to think in learning in front of a person who's not dressed properly. But to say the words, that's a problem. Chazanish said, Pasha the Eitzah, just take the sefer and pick it up. And then you're blocked. Are you using the sefer to block you? Say them. That's about it. That's Sayyid Liman. That's about the, that would be the Sayyid Gomer. That would be Mutter. But the Shad is, what happens if he takes the sefer and he wants to prop it up? You know, he has it on the table, he has a sefer, and he wants to, you know, raise one sefer with a different sefer. Is that allowed? Right? My thing is called Yoyim, right? So that is the Machlekes Magna from the Taz, right? It's a Machlekes in Nuchas Oil, in Shintez Vav, it's also a Machlekes in Kupnun Vav. The Mishnah Berurah goes, he goes with the Magna Avram, and he holds that you're allowed to use one sefer to prop up another sefer. Right? Again, the same idea, that the Tzarech Limud, nobody looks at that as a Bizayim, that's going to be Mutter. You're allowed to use one sefer. So, what about though, I said that's far down, what about with this? I'll give you a few examples now. What if he doesn't want to use one sefer to prop up another sefer? But let's say he wants to take a sefer, I'll give you an example. There's a halacha that you're not allowed to leave your sefer open when you leave, when you go out for learning for a minute. So to close the sefer. Why? It's far down in your day, that there's a certain shade, he comes and he tries to make you forget your learning. Right? Well, no, he tries. He makes you forget your learning if you leave the sefer open. Now, it's a shayla if you go out just, if you're in the same base medrash and you just walk over to ask the Shalom Eishah for Shaila, so then the place can say, you don't have to close the Gemara. If you go to the bathroom, it could be it's also mutter, but definitely if he goes out, you know, he had a phone call or something, Ben Astarim, etc. So then, for sure, he has to close the sefer. He can forget his learning. So, on one of the eights, what if he wants to take a sefer, and he wants to take that sefer to block the page he was learning, right? He'll just cover the sefer, you know, he'll take a Gemara, and he'll block it, right, like that. So should that be mutter? Right? So the emes is, I saw one sefer, he wants to say it's tully in this machlekes. So, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it'll be mutter, because you're using a sefer, right, to help you for the limud, right? You shouldn't forget the limud, right? But the emes is not like that, because the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch holds you're allowed to use one sefer to prop up another sefer. And after Pekin, the Kitzur says, but you can't put the sefer on top of another sefer when you go outside and you know, so that you shouldn't forget your learning. So what's the difference? The difference is that Rabbi Yashiv explains this in the Sefer Aris, that one is helping me with the learning right now. So then you're allowed to take a Sefer to prop up another Sefer when it's helping you for the learning right now. The other way is that when I'm taking a Sefer, and it's not helping me for the learning right now, right? It's helping me for, you know, something that I did learn that's going to help me for later. That's ready, that you don't have a heter necessarily. Mashal, I'll give you a classic dogma, comes up every day. Guy comes into the Beis Medrash, he wants to get a Shtender. Right? Are you allowed to take a sefer off of the shelf and open up the sefer and save yourself the shtender? You're allowed to do that. Right? So the Maisa, it'll be telling you like this. If he's gonna be using a totally different sefer, you know, he takes out a Rambam, Stam, he's not learning a Rambam, he takes the Rambam and so you're not allowed to use the sefer for your own personal needs. That's not respectful to the sefer. However, I once heard from Chaim Kanievsky that what if he takes out the sefer that he's actually gonna use? His Gemara, right? He took out his Gemara Beitza. He took out his Gemara Bab Metzia. He takes the Gemara Bab Metzia, puts it on the Shtender. So then already, that's already a Tzayrech of the Limud itself. And you could say that it's gonna make his Limud go faster because the Sefer is already gonna be almost open by the time he gets down to learning. So therefore, a lot of Poiskim are Mako in that situation. Now, Legambe, there's one more in the case. Legambe, a blank piece of paper in your Gemara. It's not to say that since it's not for the tzayruch of the sefer right now, it's not the tzayruch of my learning right now, it's just for the, you know, if I will need paper in the future, I'll have paper in my Gemara. Therefore, maybe it should be also. Just like we said, you can't store things in there. Mishnah Berurah says you can put tzitzit there as a bookmark if it's worn out. You can't just stam store tzitzit in there. You can't stam store invitations. Even shamelessly, so you can't stam store there. So the ma'aseh though, so I saw there are some svarim that say you can't keep blank papers inside your Gemara. But the emet is that you have to know that Rav Moshe Feinstein has a whole entire tshuva about the issue of muksa, of paper on Shabbos. Yeah, it's done back and forth if it's considered muksa, right? The maitha, you do not see that Rav Moshe in the tshuva says that anyways on Tuesday you should have put the paper inside the Gemara. The mashmash for Rav Moshe is that he understood that it wouldn't be an issue of bizayon, and the passion is, because that's, I guess, the derech of the limit. People don't look at this as bizayon, that paper inside the Gemara, because he needs that paper later on, because it'll make his learning go much easier. Now, the mitzvah, the last Indian in the Gabe Covet of Sarim, that we know that you're not allowed to sit on the same bench with a sefer. Right? There's a sefer that has a, if you're on the, just like on a sefer Torah, you're not allowed to sit on the same level as a sefer Torah, because that's a bizayon for the sefer Torah. So who have been, you're not allowed to sit on the same level as a sefer. Now, the Maisa, the Pais can give many a tatum in this. Marshall, some Pais can say that, let's say each bench is a different section, right? Let's say it's a couch, and it's three cushions, right? Separate cushions that the Pais can say is mutter, it's considered different. The Pais can say also, God, I see this thing that people will stand up the svarim, right? Stand it up on the same bench, right? Every sefer I looked in that talks about this, they all say it's awesome. Everybody discusses this, you know, picking up the sefer, that doesn't work. I don't know. Picking the sefer standing upright, I don't know, that I didn't see any sefer that says that that's mutter. However, what are that here? One hector is if it's a different cushion. Another hector I saw, Shlomo Zalman says if it's a different armrest. You know, the muscle, you're in the back seat of a car. And in the back car, it's one bench, but there's an armrest that goes down. So even though it's the same level, but there's something in between, it's no longer a bizayin. The Pais can also say that there's a makom to be mekel as long as there's a tefach blocking. There's a makom to be mekel, even less than a tefach, even a mashu. Some Pais can make one. You could be tzaymich on that. Also, if he just puts down like a bag, something, and puts a sefer on top of that, there's also a makom to be mekel. Especially if he has a briefcase or something that's a different rishus, there's also a makom to be mekel. The Pais can also say that if he has a chair and underneath is a cubby. So the emes is that even though the gabi tefillin, there's a makom to be machmir. The Mishnah Berurah says. But the Gabbai Svarim, there's a mokim, he can be makel, he can sit on top of the chair, even though there's Svarim underneath that chair. Now, the Maisa, I did hear once, B'Shem Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that it's a terrible desire to sleep on top of Svarim. Could be sleeping, that's taka a different issue. To sleep, when you have underneath you Svarim, that could be taka a big desire. Unless in some, if it's in a different box, that could be different. The Gabbai going into a bathroom with Svarim, the place can say that our svarim also you can't bring into a bathroom. A sefer Torah, you're not allowed to bring into a bathroom, even if it's a kis b'toich kis. A sefer Torah, any place it can't be read, it can't be brought. Even if you put it in a double bags and everything, doesn't help. A sefer, a mincha ma'ariv booklet, a little chumash, or this, that, all these things help if they are double covered. Now, you have to know, if you have already one bag, and you have a little mincha ma'ariv booklet, say, and it's in a bag or it's in a wallet, and then that wallet is in your pocket already, so that's already two covering. Your pants is the cover, and the little bag is the cover, or your wallet could be the cover. That already would be two coverings. So that would also be the Seder Gomer. The last issue is Legabe Svarim. We started speaking about what happens one sefer on top of another sefer. So the emphasis is that there is an Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it doesn't fly to our Svarim. You're allowed to take a Chumash, and you're allowed to put the Gemara on top of the Chumash, etc. The Maisa, they wrote this to Shlomo Zalman, and Shlomo Zalman said that we are not knowing like that. The Dua. Now we obviously that we the Achinuch always was that you can't, Chumash, there's a level of Kedusha of Chumash, there's a level of Kedusha of Tarshabeh, and Tarshabeh, like we saw before, all Tarshabeh is equal, and therefore Chazanishas can go on top of Mishnayis, and Mishnayis on top of Chazanishas, etc. That's not a problem. But a person certainly should not put a Chumash underneath a Gemara. He also shouldn't put a Navi underneath a Gemara. He also should even put the Chumash on top of the Navi. That should also be the Halacha. However, I did hear a chiddush. I heard a certain tape of Shem Rav Pam, an interesting chiddush. He wanted to say that a sitter that has in it the laning, you know, all the lanings of Shani's, till Shani, that's basically a seventh of the Torah, you know, 15% of the Torah is inside every sitter. He wanted to say a chiddush that a sitter you could put on top of a chumash. So a chiddush, Rav Pam said that you could put a sitter back on top of a chumash. It's a chiddush. But Akoponim, according to this, Tillim is also covered, right? If a sitter has in it Tillim, you'd be covered with your, that's also, then the sitter would have the same level kedusha of the tilim, and then you wouldn't have a problem. You could put the sitter on top of the tilim, or you could put the tilim on top of the sitter. That wouldn't be an issue either. Yeah. The maisa, the, that's what's interesting, is a, agav, the chayra, and the archa shulchan, the chayra, a svarim collector, he could be saimach on the archa shulchan. At least you don't have to say something to the svarim collector. You know the archa shulchan that says you can put a chumash on top of a gemara on top of a chumash. And that, you don't have to worry about this on nowadays svarim. Because he says it was only talking about in those days when it was written with cloth and with diyoy, etc. Lemaisa, a person to be samech on this, I wouldn't be samech on this, but certainly if the Sfarim collector, you know, he's putting chumashes on top of gemaras and gemaras on top of chumash, and he's doing a big mitzvah, he's doing the biggest kavod Sfarim, he's enabling all the Talmidei Chachamim to be able to learn the next day, he has to tacker kavod the kavod Sfarim. So Lemaisa, you definitely don't have to say something to the Sfarim collector. It's just nice to see the ikker kavod of the Sfarim. This is mamish, the ikker kavod of the Sfarim. I once heard of the Sefer Shem Shlomo Haiman, that the Sefer once fell on the floor, and saw a yid, and he picked it up and kissed it. Right? So Shlomo Haiman said, that's one form of kavod for the Sefer Taita. But for the Sfarim, you kiss it when it falls on the floor, that's another, that's achina. He said, you should learn something out of it. Say if it falls on the floor, what's the biggest kavod that a person could do for the Sfarim? The biggest kavod that a person could do for the Sfarim is that he could learn from it.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.